bombing, U.S. military confirming a large explosion. Again, the latest news is that at least three U.S. soldiers have been killed, unknown if Iraqis were killed as well. This is UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the United Nations will send a team of experts to Iraq to decide whether it will be possible to hold early elections. Annan said, quote, "I strongly hold to the idea that the most sustainable way forward would be one that comes from the Iraqis themselves." We're joined right now by Naomi Klein, well-known author and activist down from Canada. Welcome to Democracy Now!
Thanks, Amy.
It's good to have you with us. You did a piece that was published in Canada's Globe and Mail called Bush's Iraq and Appointocracy. Here we are, deeply involved with elections in this country. Can you talk about the latest in Iraq?
Well, the latest is that all of the reasons for war, I mean, as the previous pieces I've talked about, have been falling apart. No weapons of mass destruction, no September 11th link. The only thing that's left as a rationale for war is the idea that the real reason behind the war was to bring democracy to the Iraqi people, as Bush said in the State of the Union address. But the day before the State of the Union address, 100,000 people were on the streets of Baghdad chanting, "No, no, selection, yes, yes, elections." The selection process, which I called an appointocracy, not a very elegant word, but it's not a very elegant process. It's a agreement that was reached on November 15th, and I put agreement in quotes. It was between the Coalition Provisional Authority and their appointed representatives on the Iraqi Governing Council to transition to a so-called sovereign Iraqi government by June 30th. And it's an incredibly bureaucratic process that involves seven layers of appointment and selection. It starts I actually made a chart because I knew I wouldn't be able to keep track of it. You have the Coalition Provisional Authority, and then you have their appointed governing council. Then members of the appointed governing council are then further appointed to 18 regional organizing committees, who then appoint members to 18 selection caucuses, who then further select members to a transitional national assembly, who then further select the members of the new government. And then when you think back to the fact that this all started with Paul Bremer, who is the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, who was appointed to his job, he was never elected either in Iraq or in the United States. He was hired by George Bush out of a insurance firm, and you remember that Bush himself was appointed to his post by the Supreme Court. Then what you have is appointees appointing appointees appointing appointees appointing appointees, who then form the new sovereign government of Iraq.
And it looks like the people of Iraq won't have this.
Well, there's a substantial revolt against it, but it's not clear what they'll have instead. I mean, what some members of the Iraqi Governing Council are proposing instead is another appointocracy, but with fewer layers. What they're saying is, let's just expand the appointed Governing Council from 25 members to 125 members. And I think the real question, you read that quote from Kofi Annan, the real question is whether he's going to stick by that, or whether, you know, he'll be seduced by the idea of being important and useful again to this process, and be used by the U.S. to legitimize an extremely legitimate process.
That the U.S. wants to put off on the U.N. the decision to have not direct elections in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think that the U.N.'s hand right now is quite strong because, of course, Bremer has had to come crawling back. And I think that the real issue is what this transitional... Well, first of all, why there needs to be a transitional government and where this deadline came from. Because all of this... What the U.S. is now saying is we're open to refinements, we're open to changing the details of this agreement, but what we can't change is that we must transition to a sovereign Iraqi government on June 30th, which happens to be 2 months to the day before the Republican National Convention. And I think that there's a couple of reasons that we have to understand. The most obvious one is obviously on the campaign trail. Bush wants to say, we're on our way out.
30 seconds.
Okay.
And the other?
The other one is that he doesn't actually want a sovereign Iraqi government. He wants a transitional government that will legitimize the presence of U.S. troops in the region and ratify all the economic reforms that they pushed through. Because the polls are now saying that only 12% of Iraqis strongly support the presence of U.S. troops. And that's a CPA poll. And I'm sure the real numbers are much weaker than that. So they need a fake government before they can have a real government. And if the UN is to have a role, it has to be to challenge that whole process and say it doesn't need to be a two-tier process.
Naomi Klein, author of No Logo and a recent piece about the appointocracy in Iraq.